Good morning, MGTOW men. Oh, fuck. Got some heating happening here. It's really good. Yeah. Just going for a fucking... Oh, I had to get out of the house for a bit. Been, what's it called? Been having a bit of a get stuff done kind of period, you know. And so, fourth gear. Slight incline. Yeah. Yeah, the stories about Indian giving, you know? It's like, this is what I've seen, you know, this is what I believe, based upon what I've seen, you know, that, you know, the name, Indian Giving, is supposed to be a insulting sort of term. And it's sort of done by European people who moved into sort of North America. And what happened is when the not so new people to America, the sort of native Indians, when they thought you were a really decent sort of person, they would give you a gift, you know. And, if it turns out that the person they give the gift to, this is very simple, you know what I mean? This is a very simple fucking explanation. If it turns out that the people that they gave the gift to was disrespectful, rude, you know, and basically a bit of a fucking cunt, you know, to one degree or another, you know, what they do is they then say, no, fuck it, you know, you're unworthy of this gift, and which is a way of saying you're unworthy of the respect and the consideration and the esteem that we held you in. So they'd take it back. And, getting to 50 k's an hour. This light on, it's not that good, but you can't see me either. I know. I know. We'll get this going. So don't... I don't actually want to be sort of seeing me in the grandest of detail, but I don't want, you know, like a whole heap of fucking reflection of me on the windscreen reducing my night vision, because there's big kangaroos about. Maybe this will help. Oh, that's not much better. But, yeah, so, scary camping. Flashlights, ooh. And, So, yeah, no, I kind of, even at 40 k's an hour, I kind of really value having good clear vision of the road and not a whole heap of sort of partial, like a head-up sort of display sort of thing of, you know, marvellous old me filling up the fucking inside, a reflection of me, you know, filling up the bloody windscreen, you know. I do to knack it. And, so anyway, I figure that you'll fret less if you're not in the dark, all by yourself without loving me to look at you, you know, or to look at me and go, oh, he's so wonderful. But like, yeah, oh, fuck. Me back. The, yeah, no, I just really kind of really appreciate any fucking any sort of significant improvement or multiples of small improvements on the visibility, so I can see those big bouncing fucking kangaroos coming through the bloody countryside at night, you know what I mean? I'm not neurotic, well, yeah, probably, yeah, but I'm not neurotically obsessed with them, but I just understand that if I can see them coming, because I've got really good vision from inside the cabin, that's a lot better than not either hardly being able to see them coming. Or, not being able to see them coming at all, you know? So, yes, we need a, I know. So I'm not sort of frightened of hitting them. That's sort of better. Not much better, but it's looks like I've got a truck coming up my ass with a giant set of driving lights and it's about to kill me, you know. But you know, the so someone that I've had a little bit of association with, he was just stuck in his crazy, you know, damaged fucking child. A lot of fucking insanity went on, and I've been into this sort of recovery shit for like, yeah, sort of 50 years in one sense and about 36 years in another sense, you know. And I've been working really hard on my fucking family of origin issues, and it's kind of like, it's paying dividends, you know. And has been for a long time, and so he sort of views anybody who's sort of liberated from much of their family of origin kind of issues as being, you know, anything funny or hilarious or good natured or whatever, he just goes fucking spastic and starts to try and get away with unloading his shit onto him like his fucking parents did with them. And it hasn't worked. So I did this fellow a kindliness, you know. And I bestowed upon him a bit of my magnificence, you know, the pleasure of my company and a bit of assistance, you know. And he just, fucking, this guy is just, you kind of sort of see, you know, that he's got that one sort of story about how he's so fucked up and he's never moved out of it, you know? And, yeah, I just sort of saw all that, you know, and I sort of thought, well, You know, I bestowed a bit of a gratuity onto him. And I could say he's very damaged, and that's his own, he's just reacting with all this crazy because that's his fucking world where he's at. And that sort of, you know, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do, you know. And, or I could say, you know, it's like the shop owners that go out of their way to pay out on fucking customers and then they complain, which is good till you run out of customers, you know. I thought, nah, fuck him, you know, let him, it's not my fucking problem, you know. Don't want to get involved, so I did all the paperwork to retract, you know, the gratuity, you know. And, just left it with him, you know, it's not my, I said, this is all the stuff I've done for you. I put it all in print, you know, all the fucking stuff I've, you know, and he's just a selfish sort of a cunt. He's got his head so far up his own ass with his family of origin sob story and all the fucking bullshit that he comes out with. It's really crazy. So I just left it with him, you know. Moved on. Indian giver, you know. And, yeah. So, you know, I was going to, fuck, before I took off in the car, I was actually going to go and give myself a fucking bit of a shave. Springtime's here, it's nice and warm, it's getting warm during the, still pretty cold at night, but like, you know, the days are starting to warm up, and, the beard's getting a little bit on the woolly side, so yeah, nothing wrong with it, but I'd like to trim it, you know, thin it out a bit. And that's about sort of it. God, I'm tired though. I'm really fucking tired. So when I get back home, I might, you know, just do a lot of cleaning up. It's about 10:30, nearly 11, I guess, you know. So I get out and do a lot of cleaning up, and yeah, kind of narrowed it down to the people who ripped me off. It's a neighbour and their friends. They're thieving, fucking lying cunts, a lot of them. Just stupid, you know what I mean? Not fucking real bright, you know? They get in on all the gossip and then they run around doing this and then they run around doing that and fucking righty, 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 rah, you know? And, a friend many years ago, he taught me this, you know, he said, I don't know where it was or fucking what, I think it was in America or something. And this was a long time ago and the story he told me was from a long time before that, you know. But there was this, people were organising amongst themselves to do these lottery balls, you know. It's a lottery with the little balls in the big machine sort of thing. And what they did is they rigged it by filling the ping pong balls with, I think it was helium or hydrogen instead of air, so that made them disproportionately lighter than the other ping pong balls, so they'd sort of sit up more on the stack rather than mix through the fucking stack. And so on a percentage basis, the numbers that they would be picking, being the rigged balls, would be likely to be much higher, to be on top and getting scooped up by the machine, than all the other balls that didn't have helium or hydrogen in them. And so it didn't take long till I got, you know, a lot of... this is a long time ago, and I can't be super duper accurate about it, you know. I can't say they, well, I got all 10 balls, you know. But, or whatever it was, you know. But what happened is, you know, one night they got a lot of their balls came up, so they won fucking big prize, you know. And, what then happened is soon after, you know, they were interfering with the balls on in the machine and that, you know, this rigged fucking thing. And I think they were using a fine syringe full of fucking hydrogen, popping a fucking hole in the ball, filling the ball with hydrogen from the top up, you know what I mean? So that is a lot, you know what I mean? They were filling the ball from the top down and then putting the, I think that they were putting the little pinhole on the bottom, and so it was only in motion and you know, for a little while, so not much would leak out, and they would, I think that's how they were doing it. And so, you know, and they won big time, they won a lot, you know, and they won a lot of money, and they, people go, wow, congratulations, wow, you know. And they went and fucked with the bloody balls and the machine again, you know what I mean, and some, I'm not sure of the time periods, the frequency and all this sort of stuff, but, you know, they went and did it. And so they won big time again, you know. And people go, fuck, that's really incredible. What's the odds of that happening? Wow, fucking amazing. Wow, you know. So this sort of shit went on for a while. And then the third time they won big. And people said, hang on a second. You know, this is not like twice in a lifetime winning sort of big on the lotto. This is on the lottery. This is winning big three times on the lottery. Something's going, this is not right. This is, something's going on here. And so then people got really fucking suspicious, and they watched the whole thing, you know, and I can't say what was going on, you know what I mean, and how it was discovered, because this story was told to me a long time ago, you know. And I don't know whether they placed a fucking camera near the machine, or, you know, some sort of hidden thing sort of somewhere or whatever, you know. But they investigated it, and when they tried it on for the fourth time, that's when they came undone. And they found that the balls had been getting filled with hydrogen or helium. And they found out how they'd been doing it, you know. And, yeah. And the moral of the story is that, you know, when people, when stupid, greedy people when stupid people do things and they think they're onto a fucking win, you know, they get greedy. And what's happened with this fucking neighbour, him and his friends, you know, I've overheard their conversation and shit, you know, and you know, there's things that there's what normal people talk about, and then there's what thieves talk about. So that's been in their conversation. And you know, that they've kept on with it. They've kept on stealing stuff, you know, and this time it was a fucking wide open thing, and they didn't think I'd notice, but it did, and the trail of fucking stolen shit went back to there from a fucking place nearby. It went right back, you know, this trail of debris and stolen shit went from this place back to their fucking front place, you know, around the front of their place, and it was all on fucking display, and they didn't think anybody had noticed. And I said, this all lines up. There's a lot of things I won't sort of say at the moment, but this all lines up. So they were brought undone for that, and yeah, so that's going to be resolved soon. And I could say, you know, I mean, I could say, condemn them outright, you know, I wasn't really big on thieving stuff, you know, robbing places, burglaries, shit, I never got into that, you know what I mean, but I did do a couple of little things, you know what I mean, and they weren't probably real little to the people who fucking were on the receiving end of that, but as a habit, I really didn't get into stealing much. I just thought, this is wrong, you know what I mean? And, but that gets into that sort of principle, you know, let those who have not sinned cast the first stone, you know? And, so I can't go around there and shoot these fucking people, you know? But I can put it in terms of, I want my stuff back. You know, robbing me is not a good thing to do. And, you know. So anyway, yeah, they just fuck it, you know, because before they came along, never had much problem with people coming around stealing stuff, sort of really ever. As soon as they kept moving in, and as soon as all their fucking friends all on the piss and the drugs and the bullshit, as soon as they all start coming round, things start going missing, you know what I mean? Yeah. So this will be interesting. Thank you, Big Town Men. Thank you for everything. And meow, 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 that's the cats say hello. The relationships are getting better. Thank you. Bye.